Weddings. Weddings are great celebrations and intense preparations, at least to some. I've been pastor for several years, and I have met couples and wedding planners for several years na rin. And I remember mga conversations na nagaganap po in preparation sa weddings na yon, na where the wedding planner o yung couple will give me instructions kung saan ako uupo, kung saan ako tatayo, kung kailan ako tatayo, kung saan ako maglalakad, anong table ako, and they say this with excitement and anxiety, and I perfectly understand. And some of them would say, Pastor, we want everything to go as planned. We want it to be perfect. And I always, in a joking way, tell them that there's no such thing as a perfect wedding. Sometimes it doesn't go the way it plans, but minsan mas nakakaganda pa. That is true, isn't it? Hindi lahat ng weddings ay perfect. Except one. At yung wedding na yun happened in day 6 after ng creation. The wedding of Adam and Eve. A perfect man, a perfect woman. The wedding was officiated by a perfect God in a perfect place. We are continuing our sermon series in the book of Genesis. Okay? The story of beginnings. The beginning or origins or panimula po ng creation, ng mundo, kasalanan ng tao, ng mga iba't ibang lahi at yung nation ng Jewish or Israelites. So it's the origins of things. Itong mga nakaraan na linggo na ito, nakita na po natin who God is and who God is in action, in creation. Nakita natin kung sino po tayo, kung paano tayo nilikha ng Panginoon. And we have also seen na kung saan tayo hindi nagmula sa overtime at nagkaroon po ng evolution. Hindi po, galing po tayo sa Panginoon, nilikha niya tayo ayon sa kanyang wangis or likeness. And we have seen that God blessed us with authority, and exclusively, we are here to serve for God's glory. And last week, naman, nakita naman natin that after all the 6 day of creation, God rested or ceased creating because ito po'y kompleto na. Tonight, we will see the world what it originally was before the fall, and will witness the first marriage. My prayer is that as we study this God's word, study God's word ngayong gabi na ito, that our hearts would fill with awe sa kabutihan ng Panginoon na unang-una na tayo nilikaay niya sa kanyang wangis, and we are created for His glory in relationships. Ang point po natin ngayong gabi na ito is this: being committed to each other in covenant and love is part of what it means to be in the image of God. Being committed to each other in covenant and love is part of what it means to be in the image of God. We have 3 simple points, easy to remember. Number 1, a man, verses 4 to 17. Number 2, a woman, verses 18 to 23. And a third point is marriage, a marriage, verses 24 hanggang 25. Number 1, a man. Tingnan po yung verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in that day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Dito nagsimula yung passage natin sa verse 4 ng chapter 2. Na kung saan nakita po natin na ang pagbigay ng manunulat po is yung overview or yung summary ng creation account. So hindi po totoong akusasyon ng mga kritiko na sinasabi po nila na ang creation account daw po ay dalawang klase. Sa chapter 1 may isa, at sa chapter 2 may inulit-ulit. So dalawang klaseng creation account. So ang kanilang accusation ay inconsistent ang Bible. Therefore, hindi totoo ang Biblia, hindi totoo na may Diyos. And the truth is, hindi po dalawang account ito. Isang account lang po ito, isang creation account. Ang chapter 1 at chapter 2 ay hindi magkaibang accounts. It pertains to one creation account, but with 2 different focuses. And Genesis chapter 1, kung titignan po natin, ay ang panoramic shot of creation or ng creation account. Samantalang ang Genesis chapter naman is yung 2, yung zoom version po. Zoom version ito. Ito po ang At lahat ng mga pangyayari na ito ay nangyari, ay nahaganap nung day 6. So Genesis chapter 1 gives you the overview, the panoramic picture. I think we see that in our phones, in our tablets. Nakikita natin yung panoramic view. And then if we want to zoom in, is zoom natin through ba sa ating dalire. So parang yung verse 2 is zooming in specific details ng creation, specifically in day 6. Okay? So yun po titingnan natin. So hindi siya contradictory. Bilang mga Kristiyano, naniniwala tayo na ang Genesis account is historical at hindi po allegorical. Gaya ng nabanggit po natin sa mga nakaraan na linggo, we will never know God and His creative acts fully. But we can know Him and His work truthfully. So verse 6, kung titignan po natin, God designed man or si Adam or Adam mula sa alabok or dust na hiningahan ng Diyos para magkabuhay. God makes him a living, breathing, immortal being. Man is made alive by the breath of God. Yun po ang nagbigay ng buhay. Now, karamihan sa mga atheists o hindi mga naniniwala sa Diyos na ang tao daw po ay nalikha po sa unggoy, nagsimula sa unggoy. And over millions of years ay naging tao po. Actually, kung actually marami yung mga kaibigan Kristiyano na nai-insulto. Ako, galing ako sa unggoy. And sometimes we feel na parang that's a very humble beginning. Talagang parang nai-insulto, no? But if you were to think a bit through the lenses of Scripture, we go way far from mga unggoy. It's really a more humbling beginning kasi hindi tayo nagsimula sa unggoy or sa animals. Nagsimula tayo sa alabok. Nagsimula tayo sa dust. So in a way, Adam is a combination of dust and glory because of God. As I was meditating this, I think this is a very good reminder para sa atin. Isang magandang paalaala po sa atin na ang Diyos ang siyang nagbigay ng breath of life sa atin. So ibig sabihin po niya na siya ho ang may otoridad, siya po ang may kapangyarihan na kunin po ito. Job chapter 34, verse 14. If he should set his heart to it, this is God, and gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would return to dust. Sipin mo yung meditation ni Job, ano? Kung sabay-sabay ng Panginoon kukunin lahat yung mga buhay na binigay niya, lahat tayo patay at lahat tayo mababalik sa alabok. Psalm 104, verse 29. When you take away their breath, they die. And lang simple yan. Ecclesiastes chapter 33, verse 20. All go to one place. All are from the dust, and to dust all return. I usually mention that in some of my sermons when being invited sa funeral of a loved one. Dahil po sa kasalanan, ang kamatayan po ay tiyak. Kung meron man tayong mga bagay sa mundo na tiyak, kamatayan po ito. Death is inevitable. Hindi po maiiwasan, hindi matatakasan. Para sa ating mga Kristiyano, death is a means for us to be in the glorious presence of God. Ngunit sa mga wala pang Kristo sa kanilang buhay, ang kamatayan po ay isa lang ang hahantungan sa isang eternal na trahedya. Kung kayo po ay nakikinig ngayong oras na ito at wala kayong katiyakan na kayo po ay may relasyon sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng Panginoon Jesucristo, kung hindi po kayo nakakatiyak, kung kayo po ay makakapunta sa presensya ng Diyos kapag siya ay kinuha na niya tayo, ang mabuting balita po ay ang Diyos Ama ay pinadala niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak na si Jesus na namatay sa krus para sa ating mga kasalanan. Namatay siya bilang kabayaran ng ating kasalanan at nabuhay muli sa ikatlong araw. Tinalo, he destroyed death o kamatayan, kasalanan at ang kaaway. At kung sino ang nakakarinig ng mensahe na ito at naniwala, ay kailangan po magsisi sa kanyang kasalanan, talikuran ito at ilagay ang kanyang pananampalataya kay Kristo at ang ginawa niya sa krus para magkaroon ng kapatawaran. So, sa John chapter 20, napaalalahanan tayo ng katotohanan ito nung sinabi ni Jesus Christ nung after po siya mag-resurrect, sinabi niya sa kanyang disciples sa verse 21 to 22, Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." Look at verse 22. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What is this? The Spirit of God is the instrument in the first creation. Also, the Spirit of God is the instrument sa new creation. God is the one who gives life. Life sa mundo ngayon and life sa kabilang buhay. And so God created Adam from dust, gave him the breath of life, and placed him in a perfect garden. A garden that is called Eden. Kung titignan po natin yung verse 8 hanggang 17, nabanggit ang iba't ibang geographical information ng Eden. Very specific, very enticing. God designed Eden with luscious fruits, beautiful, rich sceneries, rivers, mahalagang minerals gaya po ng ginto. Siguro may mga diamante rin po yan. Maaaring ito ay isang lugar na punong-puno ng puno at napakamakulay, na bulaklak. It is a beautiful place. It is a magnificent place. This is the Garden of Eden. It was placed in a perfect world na nilikha ng Panginoon. And this garden, ilagay po niya sa mundo na ito. Ang ibig sabihin po ng Eden is delight. Delight. God put Adam there sa garden of delight to enjoy it. And he is free to eat any food or any fruit o halaman na gusto po niya. All of it except one. This perfect place is God's grace kay Adam. Bagamat no one really knows kung saan matatagpuan po itong garden na ito o hardin na ito, but we believe that this is a real historic place. It's a place in history. So out of my curiosity, I typed in sa Google search, and ang title po na aking search is, "Where is the Garden of Eden?" So sinerch ko, I'm just curious kung anong mga haka-haka ng mga tao kung natagpuan nga. Marami akong nakita na natagpuan na raw. Yung iba nakarating at nakabalik. Yung iba naman doon, nasira na dahil may mga certain mga artifacts that magbibigay ng evidence daw ron. But what amazed me ay yung total search na lumabas with that particular topic. And it's a total of 53,900,000 results by just typing, "Where is the Garden of Eden?" What does this tell us? So many people want to go to the Garden of Delight. We want to go to the Garden of Delight. All of us wants to be in a place of great delight. But here's the problem. We don't want God to be there. We have recreated an Eden na ayon sa ating wangis, na ayon sa ating kagustuhan, na naaayon sa ating mga kahilingan. At wala ho tayong pakialam kung ito ay walang kabanalan. We try to find our identity and significance sa ating work. Maybe that's our Eden. We try to find happiness by consuming a lot of food. Alcohol. Ano pa? Iba't ibang klaseng entertainment. We try to find acceptance in forbidden relationships or forbidden activities inside that relationship. We try to find enjoyment on the material things of this world. And so we shape our Eden ayon sa ating kagustuhan. At kapag hindi natin natuklasan ang lugar na yon, we immediately reject and continue to search. This is the type of Eden that we want, and we don't want God in it. You can never find true Eden, friends. You can never find true Eden without God. Eden was a paradise, a place of delight, because God was there. Eden is not Eden kung wala ang presensya ng Panginoon. As much as heaven is not heaven if God's presence is not there. It's the same principle. We want a heaven in our own likings and definitions. Look at verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Nilagay ng Diyos si Adam dito upang magtrabaho, upang pangalagaan ito. Si Adam ang unang hardinero, magsasaka, scientist, biologist. Siya po yun. Lahat yun ang trabaho niya. He does this worshipfully. He does this with great joy. He was to discover, categorize, and be amazed by everything na matutuklasan niya. Thus, give God all the worship that He deserves. The Garden of Eden was a place of worship. He works to worship God. Work is something that He delights to do. That's Adam. As a means of application, a few things that God instructed Adam while habang nandun po siya sa garden, ang gusto ko sanang ipaalala sa ating mga kalalakihan or sa ating mga husbands. And yes, you might pick up a few things bilang kababaihan, but let me talk to men for the instructions and the responsibilities what originally given to Adam. First of all, work is good. Work is good. Ang magtrabaho ay mabuti. Mabuting gawa po ito. May mga nag-comment na ang work daw ay isang epekto raw po ng fall. And first, I think that was the first time I heard, ha? Ang work? Bakit kaya? Then I start to meditate on that and thinking, maraling siguro ang pangit ng experiences na naranasan nila rito sa Dubai. Or sa mga previous work nila sa Pilipinas or saan man sinalagay. Marahas na boss, hindi nakaka-receive ng sweldo, ng tamang oras, o walang sweldo, hindi nabibigay ang tamang benepisyo, overtime, na walang bayad, hindi nabibigyan ng appreciation, and hindi yung naging maganda sa karanasan ng trabaho. Then probably people are thinking that work is not a place of delight. Work really is borderline like a place of hell to some, figuratively. But no, work is not the cause of fall. Work was ordained by God, kay Adam. Work is good. God created work. God works all the time. Jesus worked as a carpenter. Paul worked as a tent maker. Work is good. Work images our Creator God. So husbands and men, let me remind us. Work is a means that God uses to provide for our family's needs. And I know it's hard for some of us probably who are here. Maybe some of us have been looking for a job for months or maybe a year now. And it's really hard. It's hard to... We know this, Pastor. Our heart cries for this. Brother, I'm praying for you. I pray that you would continue to try harder. Keep looking for that job. Keep working harder. Keep be worshipful habang nagtatrabaho and you feel like you want to resign. Work is a good thing. If you need wisdom or encouragement or just a weekly prayer, please inform the elders. Please inform the elders. Let us know how we can walk alongside you. Help us know how we can serve you, how we can be of help. But God uses work as a means to provide for our family. Sabi sa 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, but if anyone does not provide for his relative, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. I know many of us probably do not work, not because we don't want to provide, it's just because of opportunities. And we know you, brothers, we are praying for you. But to some of us who are starting to become complacent, let this be a reminder. Number two, work to glorify God. Work to glorify God. Work to honor God. Our work should say something about our God. Yung ginawa po yung Tower of Babel, it's an amazing thing because humankind discovered new tools kung paano mag-create. Natuklasan nila gumawa ng bricks, natuklasan nila gumawa ng mga tower, and they discovered new skills. Ang problema lang po sa ginawa nila sa tower na yon, and that's the first skyscraper po na mataas na building. The problem is, hindi nila ginamit for God's glory, but for their own glory, because they want to become like God by reaching God, by being on par with God. Sabi sa Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Brothers, mga kalalakihan, husbands, how's your witness at work? Kamusta ang testimony natin bilang mananampalataya? Are you working hard? Are you hardly working? What is the reason why you are working long hours at work and refuse to take breaks or offs, off days or vacations? Do you find significance sa iyong work? Do you find importance? Do you feel na kung wala ka, babagsak ang kumpanya? Do you think that there is a great need to have more? Brothers, I encourage you to evaluate our hearts. God placed Adam in the garden to rule creation, but not to be God. God is still God, kaya naglagay ang Panginoon ng restrictions sa garden. What kind of restrictions ang sinasabi niyo, Pastor, na nilagay ng Panginoon sa garden? Well, let's look at it in verse 16 hanggang 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Adam is to acknowledge God's sovereignty sa pag hindi pagkain ng prutas na nanggaling sa tree of knowledge of good and evil. Na wala naman magical po sa puno na ito. Isang ordinaryong puno po ito. It is an actual tree. Hindi natin lubusan alam ang dahilan kung bakit nilagay ng Diyos ito doon. What we know, that God ordained that tree as a test para kay Adam. This tells us that kahit gaano ka perfect, kahit gaano ka talino at powerful, Adam still needs to trust God. He still needs to walk in faith. He needs to trust that God is good, and he has every reason to trust that he is good after seeing everything to be very good. Perfect man in a perfect garden. And what next? What's next? Well, look at number two. A woman. A perfect woman. A woman. Verse 18, then the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Nakita natin 6 times sinabi ng Diyos sa creation, it was good. Sa Genesis chapter 1. Sa 7th day, he said it was very good. Pagdating naman po sa chapter 2, the gold was good. At ang mga punong nagpo-produce, ang tawag naman sa kanilang fruits ay good. At ang mga puno na to ay producing very good food. The only thing that was not good is for man to be alone. God did not design the human race to be alone. He designed us for relationships. He designed us for community. Ang community ay isang regalo na nanggagaling po sa Diyos. Community is part of what it means to be in God's image. At makikita natin ito sa Trinity. Makikita po natin ito sa Eden, kay Adam and Eve later on. At nakikita rin po natin dito sa crossroads. A Christian is saved for community. At least that's one of the reasons. Because one day you will be eternally with that, to be with that in that community. Wala pong lone ranger na Christian o Kristiyanong nag-iisa. Kasi ang ang Kristiyanong nag-iisa ay manganganib, ay nasa panganib. Panganib sa kaaway, panganib sa kamunduhan, panganib sa kanyang mga kahinaan. We need community to grow. We need community to persevere bilang mananampalataya. Being committed to people in covenant and love is part what it means to be in the image of God. That's why we encourage you, if you have or you're not part ng kahit anong church, a local church, we encourage you to become a member of a particular church. You need to be part of a church who will help you grow, who will help you grow in the grace and the knowledge of Christ. Dito sa Crossroads, we offer church membership every quarter po. And as you go through the 5 sessions and classes and go through a member interview, and after the members vote you in, then that's the time you become a member of church. Pero napakahalaga po na ikayo ay maging member ng church. It is through this type of covenant community, nakikita natin kung anong kailangan baguhin sa atin. Nakikita natin kung paano ang pangangailangan natin sa Panginoon. Why? Because in a community like this, in a community, in a God-fearing community, God's people will always address kung meron kang maling ginagawa sa iyong buhay. Why? Because they love you so much that you would stay in that lifestyle. O mananatili yung character na meron ka. It is through God's community where God's people encourages one another with the Word and not of the world. Yung pong kagandaan or being part ng isang community. I encourage you, be part of a local church. Adam, a perfect man in a perfect garden, needed a helper suited for him. Kailangan niya ng isang helper who will correspond to him and will help him complement. He needs a person, a partner, who is essential to fulfill the mandate in Genesis 1:26, which is be fruitful and multiply. In verse 19 to 20, God instructed Adam to name the animals, not only because this is part of his job, but for him to know that there is no one like him. He is one of a kind. Siya lang po ang may ganong klaseng uri sa buong nilikha ng Panginoon. Pinapangalanan niya yung mga animals. Aso. Aso, dog. Ang male dog, may female dog. Ang pusa, may female dog, may male dog. Ang mga ibon, ganun din. So, I don't know how many animals were there, but alam ko may mga extinct animals sa panunat, that could be a lot. I don't know how Adam did it, but I mean, he is a superior being compared sa atin ngayon because of the absence of sin during that time. So, he noticed na siya lang ang mag-isa. So, in verse 21, God caused Adam to sleep, and Eve was skillfully designed from Adam's side or rib. Kinuha. God did that to simply say that Eve was created in this same material. Tao. Okay? Human material. And you would see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8. After creating the woman, God presented her to Adam. After ng surgery is, ginising ng Panginoon si Adam. It's kind of like similar sa natin yung pag may surgery, no? Di ba, sinesedate, and then ooperahan. Parang ganun situation, pinatulog, inooperahan, tapos pag-gising, oh, ito na yung report, ito na yung ano, ito na yung pakikilala namin sa'yo. And how did Adam respond? Verse 23. He responded like any man who fell in love, who falls in love sa isang babae. He responded with a poem. This is a poem, itong part na to. Verse 23. Then a man said, "This is at last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man." Of course, this doesn't sound really romantic sa panahon natin ngayon. Kulana, pag tinagalog mo ito, tapos sinabihan mo yung babaeng iniirog mo, parang it doesn't make any sense, diba? Adam was saying, sa wakas, natagpuan ko na ang matagal ko nang hinahanap. Isang babaeng katulad mo. Yan wala kung kinilig si Eve nung time na yun, ano? Pero siguro nakakakilig yung part na yun. It's like, kasi it's interesting kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng man. Man came from the Hebrew word ish. And woman is called in the Hebrew name isha. Kasi galing siya kay man. Isha, if you have someone named Isha, that means woman, which means soft. Okay, kasi Adam knows, matigas ang aking muscle, ang kamay na ito malambot. Ah, you're soft. Iba ka sa akin, galing ka sa akin, so you're Isha. Amazing. It was love at first sight. There was a joke na narinig ko nung first time daw nakita ni Adam, si Eve, napaano raw si Adam. Whoa, man! Kaya naging woman. Yeah, I know. Sometimes the joke is so corny, it's so funny. No? So Adam's heart and eyes was filled with delight. When he saw Eve in the garden of delight, his eyes and heart was delighted. Wow. Husbands, do you delight on your wives? Are you still amazed by her beauty? A word to our wives and women, young women. A godly wife or a godly woman should reflect true beauty. Should reflect true beauty. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Yan ang magandang babae. This does not mean a godly woman ay kailangan balahura o burara. Ayun pala sinabi ni Pastor, huwag na ako magkulugulo na ako ng buhok, pero godly woman ako. Honey, mahalin mo ako, godly ako. Kahit di pa ako nagtutunan, nag-ayos ang buhok, hindi ko na kailangan magpa-parlor. I don't know kung ano mangyayari sa usapan ho na yan. Pero again, tama in a sense na yes, kailangan maging godly ang ating kalooban. And this scripture passage doesn't say na kailangan hindi tayo kailangan mag-ayos. That is not the point. The very thing that should be beautiful, listen, wives and young women, single women, the very thing that should be beautiful is your hearts. Yung kalooban. I'm not here to tell you what to wear and what not to wear. But a helpful question to ask is this. Am I seeking to draw attention to myself or to Christ? Sa aking sinusuot, sa aking ginagawa, sa aking pananalita. Am I spending more time in the mirror than I am to the Word of God? A perfect man and a perfect woman who are in a perfect garden, isa lang po ang kailangan labasan nito. A perfect wedding. So the first wedding happened in a garden. It's a garden wedding. Number three and last. Let's talk about marriage. At least in verse 24. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Marriage was established as the first human institution. Leaving and cleaving, or leaving and holding fast to his wife. Listen, men, leaving here means ang husband ay iiwan, hindi lamang ang tirahan ng kanyang magulang, kung hindi ng kanyang magulang na, in short, hindi lamang iiwanan ng kanyang tahanan, kung hindi na rin siya aasa sa kanyang mga pangangailangan sa kanyang magulang. Okay? Hindi na din sila ang primary authority and priority ng iyong buhay, neither are they yung primary responsibility po ninyo. Kasi po, ang asawa nyo na. Hindi na sila. Ganun din po sa mga babae, once ikaw ay kinasal sa lalaki ng iyong iniibig, Ang ibig sabihin po nito, ang lalaking pakakasalan mo will now take responsibility in providing and taking care of you. Siya na ang authority, hindi na ang magulang mo, hindi na yung ate mo, hindi na kuya mo, hindi na yung ate, hindi na lolo, lola, hindi na yung mga tao na nagpalaki sa inyo. Okay? Siya na po. Now, hindi po nangangahulugan na pababayaan na natin ating mga magulang o wala na ho tayong pakialam sa kanila, hindi po. We still need to honor, respect, and love them. It only means your spouse is priority sa relationship because you are now one. Karina, binasa ni Kuya Dexter ang Ephesians chapter 5 where it clearly says husband is the head of the wife. He is to exercise leadership with self-sacrificing love. This means husbands, dapat hindi tayo passive. We are to take initiative pagdating po sa pangangalaga ng emosyon at ng spiritual na kalagayan ng ating mga asawa. At ganoon din ng mga anak. Tayo dapat ang nag-i-initiate na mag-lead ng family devotion. Dapat tayo po nag-i-initiate na nangunguna sa pag-disciple ng mga anak. Dapat tayo po nangunguna sa pag-evangelize ng ating family. Dapat na tayong nangunguna sa pagpapakumbaba sa ating mga asawa at humingi ng tawad. If you want to teach your spouse humility, it should be seen sa life natin. Hindi nag-aantayan. It's a pride contest sometimes. Hindi po ba? Hindi dapat ganun. Husbands, are you doing this? Wives, are you praying that God would do this sa inyong mga asawa? If not, what are you praying for them? Does your prayer sound more like na favorable sa iyo ang magiging relasyon? Are you praying for them that they would lead you well? Or maybe the question is, are you praying for them? So verse 24, pinakita sa atin ang sweet intimacy na dapat meron ng mag-asawa that should even surpass all family relationships. The married couple is so intimate that they become a family unit. Yung term po dyan is one flesh. One flesh is a reference to sexual intimacy. A sex ay dapat lamang maganap between one male, one female in the confines of marriage. Yun po yun. Yun po nangyari sa garden. Yun ang gusto ng Panginoon. That's how He's going to get the glory sa ganong klaseng relationship and intimacy. They should exercise this more often. Regalo ang sexual intimacy ng Diyos sa mga mag-asawa. And should be celebrated for God's glory. Sabi nga sa verse 25, and the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Now bakit? Bakit hindi sila nahihiya? How come there is no shame? It's because of the absence of sin. For a time, si Adam and Eve enjoyed perfect marriage. Adam loving and leading Eve as Christ loved the church. Si Eve happily submitted sa authority ni Adam. Walang conflict. Walang sigawan, walang sumbatan, walang ungkita ng nakaraan, walang sekretuhan, no hatred, no guilt, no shame. Until the fall of man, which is yun ang titignan natin next week. And how this affected yung mga marriages natin and yung family unit as a whole. Adam and Eve chose to be rebels against God and desired to be God and took matters into their own hands. And because of that sin of one man, kasalanan lang ng isang lalaki, all became sinners because all have sinned. Romans 5:19. Wala po tayong pinagkaiba sa ating unang mga magulang. Imbis na pagkatiwalaan natin ang salita ng Diyos, we trusted on our own selves. in everything, kahit alam na natin ito'y masama, gusto natin tayong nasusunod, kaya po may conflict ang marriages po natin. Kaya po lagi may gulo pag may family reunion. Kaya may hiwalayan ng mag-asawa. Kaya may mga rebelde ng anak. Kaya may mga gusto tayo na masunod. At kapag hindi po ito nasunod, ayon sa Santiago, nagagalit tayo. Lahat ng mga gusto natin ay taliwas sa kagustuhan ng Diyos. Because ang fallen nature natin, really, our fallen nature doesn't want God. But God sent His Son Jesus. This is the good news. He left His paradise in heaven, took the form of man, lived a life of obedience, and listened to the Father and His Word perfectly. Jesus is the truly perfect man who was judged in our place. He was judged in our place. He was judged for the imperfect. He was nailed on the cross and died and was buried. But on the third day, has risen from the grave. But on that cross, hindi lang yung nakalagay dyan yung ating kasalanan. It's also our shame. That's the beauty yung ginawa ni Christ sa cross. Friends, you cannot enter perfect Eden if you do not have that relationship with that perfect man, Jesus Christ, who died for you. The Bible calls us to repent, talikuran ng ating kasalanan, talikuran ng ating pamumuhay, ng self-sufficiency, self-dependent, and trust the perfect one, Jesus Christ, who was sinless on that cross, carrying your sin, and because what He has done on the cross, siya lang ang ating pag-asa para magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. As a person who has been restored and reconciled to the Father, you are no longer alone. You are now joined to a new family, a family that will walk with us towards eternity. A family that will help you honor God hanggat kunin niya tayo. Friends, being committed to each other in covenant and love is part of what it means to be in the image of God. Let us pray. Salamat sa reminders, Lord. Salamat din sa rebukes. Thank you for your word, kasi the very word I preach is the very word that I need. I am not exempted. Lord, forgive us for the many times na kami nagkulang po, Panginoon, sa mapag-aaral na to. But we can look to Jesus. If not for Jesus, Lord. If not for Jesus, we are still condemned sa aming kasalanan. So we're thankful. Thank you, Lord, for the one degree of glory after another. We were not the same as before. Oh, how we long, Panginoon, that you would grow yung covenant community dito sa crossroads. That we would grow our relationship. That more marriages would fear you and walk in your sight. I pray that we would not keep sin in secret. I pray that we would be having open hearts and being accountable to one another, Lord, for we are created for relationships, not just for the sake of relationships. Itong relationship that you desire from us is a relationship that would give you honor and glory. So that is our prayer, Dito sa Crossroads, as you grace us for another year. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.